Welcome to the My Best Self podcast. This is your home to discover unshakable confidence, peace, and motivation to become your best self. I'm your friend and host, Natalie Champlin. Now, let's make it a great day. Okay, it's so nice to see you again, or maybe just be in your ear again. With all of the coronavirus stuff going on, it is critical that each of us take care of our mental health. And I'm going to tell you how I'm doing this in, actually, I was going to say 5 minutes a day. It's only 3 minutes a day. And here's what I'm doing. I'm meditating 3 minutes a day to reconnect with my heartbeat, with my breath. I'm literally just calming down and feeling what it feels like to be present and to be alive. And the reason why it's so important for us to slow down right now is because there is so much chaos and ambiguity and uncertainty around us that reconnecting with ourselves and what's most important to us allows us to make decisions that have perspective. When you're in firefighting mode, there's not as much perspective because your brain is literally hijacked and you are running and you're going in circles and maybe you're thinking so fast it's like a train and you're gonna miss something. Like if you're ever driving down the highway and you look outside, it's really easy for you to miss a billboard, right? That's why billboards are supposed to only have 7 words or less on them in order for them to be effective. So in order for you to be effective, you have got to slow down, because if you don't, you're gonna miss some really important things. Now, it is difficult. Right now, there's just so many ways that life is difficult for us. But I wanted to bring something up that I listened to. So there was a talk given by one of my church leaders, and he is the president of the church I belong to, which is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And one of the children asked him a question and said, "Is it hard to be the prophet or president," interchangeable word, by the way, "is it hard to do your job?" And he said, "Yes, absolutely. It's hard work and it requires effort, because effort brings results that we can't get any other way." And so, yes, this period of time right now for us and for you and for me, it might be hard. It might be really difficult. However, our effort and our conscious choosing of how we will respond to this is what's going to shape the way we get through this. There's going to be people who really, really suffer and lose their business, lose their home, lose their sanity. I don't know, but there's a really sad, dark path that people might go down. And there's also a really great opportunity for you and for me to choose how we're going to respond to this. For me, I'm choosing to push the gas pedal when it comes to my business and to do more business this year than I've ever done before. That's completely possible for anybody, and I truly believe that. It's the people who don't believe that who are not going to do the things they need to in order for that to become a reality. But when you can choose that your reality is that you are going to get through this, you're going to be a high performer, you are going to look for all the different ways that you can create the result you want in your life, then you're going to find ways to create that result. There is no lack in this world. Good heavens, if any of you have been to another country outside of the United States, you know that we have an abundance of opportunity here, an abundance of blessings, an abundance of resources. So many people think that money is the only resource that they have. That's not true. There's so much available to us. And one of those resources that you have available to you is your ability to go within and to get quiet and to connect to that perspective that can only come when you slow down and you meditate or you pray or you're mindful, whatever that looks like for you. So that's what I would encourage you to do today, because I think that is an absolutely critical part of your day, is spending 3 to 5 minutes being quiet, feeling your heartbeat. Literally, I mean, feel your heartbeat, and do that as many times a day as you need to. Slow down, take time out. I promise you, you will feel like you have more time in the day when you slow down. Thank you for tuning in to the My Best Self podcast. If this inspired you or helped you in some way, it would mean the world to me for you to do three things. Number one, subscribe to the podcast. Number two is rate and leave a 5-star review on iTunes. And if you do number two, the number three is to screenshot your review and post it on your Instagram stories and then tag me at Natalie Champlin. And I would love to send you a personal thank you and have a conversation with you. Thank you so much for letting me be in your ear today. I cannot wait till we get to hang out next time. Till then, choose happy and keep on smiling.